Tomorrow in Alberta, Canada, the Edmonton Oilers will play the Montreal Canadiens in a game that many of our neighbors to the north surely believe is the right way to play hockey, outside. More than 56,000 fans are expected to watch the game, to be played on a rink constructed in a football stadium. It is the first time the National Hockey League has ventured outdoors, and joining me now to talk about that and other hockey matters is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Stefan, Canada, November, outdoors. It's going to be pretty cold up there.
It will be indeed. The game is scheduled for 5 o'clock local time, and the weather forecast, 4 degrees Fahrenheit. It'll feel like minus 7, but that's not going to stop fans from coming. You mentioned 56,000 in Commonwealth Stadium. They received 750,000 entries to get tickets for this game. It'll be by far the biggest attendance for an NHL game ever, and the second most for a hockey game a couple of years ago. 74,000 people watched a college game in Lansing, Michigan.
So why on earth is the National Hockey League playing a game out of doors?
Well, to quote that cult classic Slapshot, it's old-time hockey. Every league should do this, I think. Can you imagine the NBA playing on asphalt? It'd be great. But for the NHL, this is an enormous marketing opportunity for what is an under-marketed league. They're also having a game before the Oilers-Canadiens game involving old-timers from the two teams, including Wayne Gretzky, who played in Edmonton, of course, and Guy Lafleur, who played for the Canadiens in the 70s and 80s. The NHL is building a weekend around their sport. The only problem? Its TV partner in the United States, ESPN, can't show the game live because of commitments to college football.
Now, apart from all the fun they're going to have up in Alberta, the National Hockey League is not having much fun this year. This is a league in trouble.
Now, the league claims it lost $300 million last year. The union, of course, disputes this, and this is the center of a battle that's going on between these two sides. Their collective bargaining agreement expires after the season. There's a lot of pessimism right now that there won't be an NHL season in 2004. The crux of the debate is how much money teams are losing and why. The league claims that it's amassed these enormous losses because of an enormous jump in player salaries from around $550,000 on average a decade ago to $1.8 million last season.
Are people going to see hockey games?
People are. That's not the problem with the NHL. This is a league that typically gets around 95% of capacity in its arenas. The problem has been other sources of revenue. It has a very small TV contract with ESPN and ABC with minuscule ratings. There's not much likelihood that that's going to increase when this contract expires after this season. The union says that the teams hide revenue from arenas and other sources, and they're not doing as badly as they can. They want to preserve this system of total freedom in terms of the market for players.
As you know, Stefan, my theory for why they have minuscule ratings is that they play with a puck which appears to be minuscule on television. You can't see the puck in a hockey game.
This has always been the problem with the NHL. There could be a solution down the road, and I'm sure the NHL hopes this is its savior. High-definition television.
You'll finally be able to see that puck
moving at 100 miles an hour.
Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for talking with us once again.
Thanks, Robert.